Warning, the host of this show has been known to be patently offensive, using words such as
fuck, shit,
fucking ass,
bullshit,
bitch,
and phrases such as
you goddamn son of a bitch,
while ranting on about subjects like
angel dust, switchblades,
politics,
and
sexually perverse photography exhibits involving tennis rackets.
So, if you are easily offended or have small children in the room, please turn the stream off now. Thank you.
Tonight, a united nation goes forward with the determination to win this war and bring about a just and enduring peace.
Daddy, who is Sean Kennedy?
Or make our peace unless we understand the
Sean Kennedy was just a guy who started talking to people all over the world through an internet radio station called Rant Radio. Eventually, thousands of people all over the world would listen to him talk every Monday night about things that were happening in the world and the things that were going to happen. You see, Sean wasn't governed by anyone or anything. What he screamed into the internet was there for all to see. But that was when we still had rights and freedoms.
And not enough of you to shoot us all.
You're the few swaggering conquerors. There's no room in a decent world for you and your kind. We little people, thousands, millions of us, will join together and crowd you out of our world.
Yes, it's time for the Sean Kennedy Show, episode number 64. Tonight's topic, wow, is our world ever getting more and more fucked as the evening continues? Not even as time passes. Right now, everyone hears the sound of my voice. By the time I finish doing this intro, the world has gotten 80% more fucked than when I started, okay? At the beginning of the intro, it was really bad. By the end of the show, I mean, really, it's just going to just turn into a huge, huge, monstrous ball of shit.
Out of control.
Way out of control. That was my co-host, Samarian. I am Sean Kennedy. I am another co-host, because you can't really have a host and co-host. You can only have two co-hosts, can you?
I don't know.
Well, like, was Ed McMahon? It should be the Ed McMahon and whatever the fuck show.
Hey.
Co-host, too, is more of a sidekick.
Sidekick. No, Tonto was a sidekick. I wouldn't even give Ed McMahon the satisfaction of being called a fucking sidekick. The guy was just a complete joke. I'm fucking cruising right now. Yeah. Well, I got fed some what I'm going to refer to as now. Are you ready for this?
Okay.
Everyone listening in the world, I'm creating a new lexicon. I do this from time to time. I create a new word.
Yeah.
And it becomes fucking mainstream stuff. Now, there used to be Coke, and there was, like, pop and soda, right?
Right.
And then just recently, we had a new evolution, these energy drinks, right,
yes,
which came out, which generally all taste like fucking, you know, syrup. They're not
pretty
pop.
Much. They're sort of just packed with...
Yeah, they're not made to taste good. They're made to make you go fast.
Yeah, they don't really taste great.
Yeah.
They taste okay. Lots of sugar happens.
Southpaw Samurai and I were walking around. We ran into Barco today when he was going into a Future Shop and asked my advice on how to buy an MP3 player, and I'm like standing out in front of Future Shop talking to this guy in combat about no, they're fucked, don't buy mini, just get a CD burner, blah 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 blah.
Right, yeah.
Anyway, so Southpaw Samurai is like, oh dude, I got this new stuff, you want to try it? It's the stuff called Monster Energy Drink.
Monster.
Yeah, it comes in, like, you know those energy drinks usually come in those little faggot, like
tiny,
tomato juice?
Tiny,
yeah.
tiny
this
little cans.
This comes in like an O'Keefe Extra Old Stock tin can size thing here, like 400...
More than a shot.
473 mils. I'm looking for a website here. Here we go. www.monsterenergy.com. That's the website right there. And while I was driving down here in the car tonight, I was sort of like going, wow, you know, this is really great. You know what this stuff is? It's not an energy drink. I'm going to now create the word for them. I'm going to call them speed beer. You know what I mean? Because you're not supposed to. It actually has a warning on the fucking label here.
Now, is that a real warning? Or is that like...
Consume responsibly. Limit 3 cans per day. Not recommended for children, pregnant women, or people sensitive to caffeine. That's what it says.
Well, I understand that last part.
Oh, yeah, but I'm not sensitive. You know, and nutritional information per 240-mil serving, but this is a 470-mil serving. You know what
so
I mean?
So they require you to take it in two halves,
yeah,
I guess.
You know, drink half, and then, you know, just
drink half
cool.
Later. Let it simmer.
It's got, you know, Jesus. There's a proprietary Monster drink. There's 22,500 milligrams of caffeine per can.
that's a lot, it seems.
Yes. And I shot this just before we on the drive down.
Don't
here,
like how caffeine
late.
Pills come at 100 milligrams.
I don't know, but I drank one of these, and Southpaw Samurai set me up. So now it's all about the speed beer, baby. That's what it is. It's Wogs, speed beer, and Mecca. That's what I want to see. I want to see a Playboy Playmate who answers, like, when they talk to her in the favorites, they say, what do you like? Oh, yeah. I like Wogs, speed beer, and Max. And I'll be like,
because you can't go wrong next.
I'll be like, porn! You're now the official patron mother nun saint. Here, put on this frontless top and dress like a nun, and we'll make you the patron. There you go. Play with rubber. It's all good. But, woo! So tonight's speed beer is Monster. If you have speed beer in your hometown and you've got, like, stuff you can't get anywhere else, feel free to send us here at Grand Radio Studios. I'll drink it before the show, and I'm shaking like a fucking leaf right now, but that's okay because, hey, the other people will benefit from my neurons slowly dying on the internet. You are free! Free, I tell you!
You are all free. Go,
you
my people!
Free right now to go buy speed beer. Go right now! Come on! Why are you still sitting there? What the fuck? If I try hard enough, I'll turn into a gas. You're free.
Sometimes you do.
I do. I am a gas. I am a real gas. That's when I absolutely... Oh, Red Bull and Absolute. Yeah, that's what they used to drink in Ireland. That was the last speed beer mixture.
Oh, yeah.
Speed beer begs to be mixed with vodka.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All speed beer begs to be mixed with vodka. Like, if you were to just go and, like, oh, my God, it's so good. But, yeah, it's where was I? Oh, yeah, I lost my...
You're free!
You're free to distribute this in all forms. You can re-record this. You can broadcast over loudspeakers. You can be like, wow, that guy's really high. But I'm not really high. How can I be high? I'm drinking stuff you can
You're
buy.
High on life.
I'm high on life.
High on God.
Big bear! going through the RC tonight. People who are here, let's say we got Poe Sleep, because he didn't drink any fucking speed beer. Shay's not Shovel. He's a robot. He doesn't count, but he kind of counts.
Right. He counts.
Me. Smokey, Rant Radio 3 years. Is tonight like some like
yay,
anniversary or something? Or
I think he was talking about that a little while ago, and he's like, guess what? Soon I'll be here for 3 years.
Wow. And you're still crippled. Alien Binary, Alamo Zero, Alamo
get
Zero.
Get better, dude. Come
Alpha
on. Alpha
736, Bed, Ultra Boy, Angelica Fixing 9mm, Barcode, Basket Guy, Beefoot. Beefpot, pardon me. Beef in 1911s. Blung, Borden, C4, Citizen Steel Dan, Common Cinecan, Top Cod, 23, Dead Air, Delusion, Dr. Zodiac, Drew Pien, Ocean, Fuzz, Fud Magnet, Gorka, Guardian, Super Chicken, Holy Hand Grenade, Jazzman, Judging Eagle, K16, Nicol, Casey Saul, Kenley Boy, Cuckoo, Larn, Lanto, Lizard King, Logan 5, Lorax, Lord Sorrel, Loyalizer, Marvy, good fucking name, Loyalizer.
Loyalizer.
Nice. Marvy, Meth Waiting, Mick J, Nebula, Negative One, Neuralize, Nixon, Node, Paladin, Prophet Doodle, Quiff, Root Word. Oh, I think it's actually Root Word I ran into, not Barcode.
Root Word.
Ratspoon, Rich. Hey, Rich, good to see you, bud. Rogue 3, Romley Sky, Sapphire, Shrine Master, Sir Dark, SKTFM, Info Stalker, Southpaw, Samurai in the house building a fucking computer for his roommate and nothing Woo! Better to do.
Yay.
Spudley, Starbaby, Stats, Stout, Egg Cheese, Thoth, 696, The Bug, TMG1, oh no, I fucked that up. It's TMG1 bracket, it'll get score 100. It's a Transistor. Trotsky's Ghost, who sent me an absolutely monstrous amount of fucking email. Turmoil, Tweak, Tyrans, Vampire, This Morning, No More. Okay, whatever that means. WS Ninja, World War 1, Russian Paratrooper, Yerky, Zootroy, Soul Trance, DJ Species, Entry Kit, Lieutenant Major Zombie, Work, Alter Ego, and Snake. Very, very cool. Yeah, it is Root Word who I ran into.
Oh, okay.
Looking all hard-ass and telling me about him pulling a knife on his dad. But that's okay.
It's all good.
It's all good. Tonight's Photoshop. Well, as a, you know, I was, as everyone knows, I was all hooked on Deus Ex. I played that interesting, you know, Sims got new glasses. I thought I'd play so Sims got glasses and is fucking with me every time I
look
at
him. For all you people out there in the studio audience,
yeah,
that can't see me.
He's got new glasses. They make him look like
new glasses. I never had old
you
ones.
You just fitted, that really finished off the whole vegan, intellectual, political guy.
I'm done. I've got the glasses going on now.
You've got the clever glasses, the 2600 t-shirt, the non-leather slippers, and the polypropylene pants or whatever the fuck
that is. Let me
check
out these slippers.
There's no leather in those slippers.
No. They're all fuzzy and green.
They're fuzzy and green slippers, and I'm just like, you know, whatever. Fag. Vegan fag. Where was I? Yes! Oh, wait, I missed everything! Shit!
You skipped ahead.
IRC! The record
You got
skipped.
So excited.
The IRC! I read that out. How do you get in the IRC sim?
Well, you can go to the webpage. This is for non-technical people.
Speed it up. Will you have some speed?
RantRadio.com and click on the community and then click on chat. Or you can download IRC from MIRC.com and install it and do all that fun stuff and go to the other side servers in the Rant Radio channel.
Now, somebody sent me...
Pop Tigma in the background.
Woo-hoo. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
We'll crank it up. But I'm not too confused.
They're awesome in concert.
Are they? Yeah, I imagine they are.
Yeah.
Somebody sent me some links today to some pictures. If you have pictures, you want to send them to info@rantradio.com.
Oh, yeah. Send the pictures.
Pictures, info, news, Sean. Okay?
Got that?
The man at rantradio.com. That's okay. But we still need your help. Don't forget, we still need bandwidth. If you've got access to corporate bandwidth, which you can, like, steal.
Rape your corporate bandwidth.
That's right. Why not? They're fucking you. Fuck them right back. There you go. Because, really, what would piss them off more? All those staples you take or stealing their bandwidth? I think you know.
They don't need it. They don't use it very well anyway.
That's right. Now, getting back to Deuce
X. Mail me. info@ramradio.com.
I spent, like, 26 hours this weekend playing Deuce X.
Right.
Because I was at the security gig, and I bring my computer along, and I, like, turn on headphones.
Why not play a game?
Well, yeah, the whole time I'm there. So I'm, like, moving along, you know, and I'm like, oh, Maggie Chow pissed me off, that bitch. But, yeah, seriously, Deuce X is a rad game.
Yeah.
You wanna go and you wanna play that. But
did you finish it?
No.
You getting through it?
Is
it hard?
Yeah, I'm moving.
Hard.
No, it's not hard. It's just long.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
the
that's
days
good.
Of first person shooters being like, you know, oh, I get 3 levels. No, they go on forever. you finish with your character's grandchildren and shit. It's brutal.
I see. All
real time.
On to you.
All real time. You know what I mean? It's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
9 months of pregnancy. So it's very, very cool. So tonight's Photoshop is I want to have Sean and Sim, because people go, well, I don't know how to Photoshop that. Like, what do you mean Photoshop? It just means put us in there, put a theme behind it, whatever.
Us in a first-person shooter.
That's right. It's going to be either Sean and Sim or
Rant
Radio
Stream. Actually, first-person shooter, because then we wouldn't see ourselves.
That's true.
We could be the enemy.
No, we could be other people. They could Photoshop guys at Counter-Strike, and they could have, like,
Rant
Radio.
Killing aliens.
Killing wogs. Killing wogs are the good guys. Not wogs.
That's us. What?
It could be an anti-walk thing. It could be like a Scientology first-person shooter.
It could be shooting us.
Yeah, that could
Of course,
work.
We're winning.
But anyway, so Sean and Jim and Rant Radio
winning
versus first-person shooters. Photoshop Shade, that means you go! So other than that, I've been doing playing Deuce Ex Hard, which is really, really nice.
Doing your job.
Great game. Fucking Maggie Chow.
Yep.
Bitch. And this week I went and I saw The Hunted with Benicio Del Toro. And
right.
I saw the recommended movie.
And as the other guy, as the character he always plays.
Tommy
Lee Jones.
He was different.
The guy he always plays.
He was different because this time he didn't. this time he didn't like flying. But and he looked really nervous in the office. He was all bushy and stuff.
Whoa.
What's wrong?
But he was still hunting down somebody.
What's wrong, LT? Oh, I'm worried about being typecast. he's all like nervous.
Okay, one more movie.
Well, just one more. What do you play? You want to play on Mars? Well, fuck you!
No.
I swear to God!
My agent fucked me again.
Fucking agent.
Well, you're getting paid, Tommy.
You're
come on.
Paid, Tommy. Come on! You're off our swim meet. What the fuck do you expect? Just because he's on the board of directors for Apple, now shut up! Anyway, so I saw Hunted, which had the best knife fight I've ever seen in any movie ever.
Really?
Yes, I cannot believe the film did not get a
fun or realistic.
That's going to be my wife. You want to let her into the building.
Okay, one second.
Okay, so anyway, we saw The Hunted, which was rad, except for the fact that it's kind of the whole movie's one big chase scene. But it had some good, like, stuff in it where, you know, you're, like, fighting and running, and they were all, like...
So, as realistic knife fighting, does that mean fun knife fighting, or realistic knife fighting where
The knife fighting itself was realistic, except for the fact that they were getting cut really badly, and the cuts should have been really crippling, but they weren't. Like, Tommy Lee Jones takes three brutal gut cuts.
Shall I go out there and introduce two people that have not seen each other ever?
That's a good idea. You do that. I'll talk. That was very, very cool. And so, do I think you should go see it in the theaters? No, I'd probably. You're not losing nothing by seeing it on, by downloading it or whatever. Or you can wait till video and do that thing. The other movie I saw was Morgan Freeman in his role as Uber fucking Wog in Dreamcatcher, which in that movie, like, In Dreamcatcher, there's some awesome rips that I want to put in rotation. One of which is he's like in this helicopter, he's flying in, and there's all these aliens. They're like, "No, don't shoot us!" And all like little kids' voices saying, "We crashed, we're dying, we need your help, don't shoot us." And he goes on this big tirade about, "You're wondering what kind of monster it would be that would open fire on a bunch of crashed aliens? Well, I'm that monster," and all this kind of stuff. These Apache gunships go in there and they fucking cut loose on like aliens with Zuni rocket pulses. There's not many movies where you can see AH-64 Apaches cutting loose on fucking, you know, aliens. Because really, that's what it's about. And furthermore, I had problems with that film because Morgan Freeman kind of got made into this weird bad guy. But he wasn't a bad guy. He just understood the alien menace. You can't fucking, you know, blow the fuck out of aliens for 25 years and have to stop, like, when they're using bioplagues as a weapon and shit, and expect, you know, not to get a little bit jaded. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck?
The aliens were using bioplague?
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to give too much away.
Because, is that a good movie?
It's a weird-ass movie. You know, I mean, as a book, it's probably
an
amazing
book. That's the Stephen
King
one, right?
Yeah, Stephen King one. It's probably an amazing book, but it's one of those movies that kind of worked, and the guys who made it into a movie needed a handshake to translate it.
Yeah.
But it's
sometimes kinda, books are pretty hard when it gets out into weirdnesses. Like.
Yeah, so it was cool. So, yeah, but again, that's not another one that I would say I'm super keen on seeing, you know, right away. I'm going to go check out Tears of the Sun. Incidentally, I don't pay for any of these, Dave. Because I work security at a movie theater, so I just walk in.
You walk in and out.
Oh, no, I'm allowed. I'm allowed to go there on my off time.
Yeah.
I get a security pass.
But you watch the whole movie?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I go in. I can't watch half a movie. Like, if the credits start.
I guess that's a bit more credible than a bit more honorable than downloading them off the internet.
No, there's no fucking difference. I'm not paying for it either way. True. So, fuck it.
And you're getting a better view.
That's right. I'm getting a much better view. And besides, you know, some films you want to see big screen.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I would go see Equilibrium big screen. Have you seen it? Did you watch that?
No, because it's coming out in a couple weeks on DVD, so that was full screen version.
Oh, is it?
So I might as well watch it on DVD. It's only a couple weeks.
Oh, okay, well, I'll take it back. But it's a very good movie. You want to watch that.
Another good movie that I saw recently
is
Hero by Jet Li. Not American.
Really?
It's his newest Hong Kong movie.
Is it really good? Is he all fucking badass in it, or what?
It's really, 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 really stylish and good.
Did you have it?
I have it on VCD.
Right.
And I ordered it on DVD right after I watched it.
So you're like, wow, that's
it's
bad.
Like, oh my god, that nice. Is so awesome. It surpassed Fist of Legend for me. Like
really?
Number one.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice wide angle fight scenes and stuff.
Oh, it's beautiful. Beautiful scenery.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I might have to check
and it's got the chick from Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, the young chick.
Oh, fat.
From that. And it's got Maggie Cheung, who plays Jackie Chan's girlfriend, weak, stupid girlfriend in Police Stories, but she's awesome in this movie.
But she's, like, actually a fucking badass.
A fucking badass. And it has the guy from Iron Monkey.
Oh, my God.
The badass in
what
Iron
if we had
Monkey.
A kung fu movie and everybody came?
Let's throw everyone in. So yeah. It's like, oh.
So the only guy who's not in this movie is Jackie Chan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't belong in it anyway. Yeah. It's a real movie, right?
And I'm sure Sonny Chiba's not there either. But anyway. That's all right. So there you go. That's your movie update from us.
Yes.
Feedback. Now, I got this one. I don't know. Hi. In your Linux versus Microsoft episode, when you were talking about a
we
background.
Had one?
When you were talking. No. I got to read this phonetically correctly here.
Okay.
This is how I got it.
Hello. How are you?
Hi.
I am not American.
Hi. In your Linux versus Microsoft episode.
Equals rant.
When you was talking, background song was playing. Can you give me the title/group who did song? I really like to have their CD. Thanks in advance, Mikhail.
You spelt there right.
You did.
Which is amazing because... Nobody in the IRC can do that. They always put they.
I can't even talk. My finger's too fat to fucking poke in the IRC anyway. So it's like.
So should we play that one and
yeah,
then
we'll
figure,
play that one and then figure out what song it is. Yeah. So we'll play that during halftime. No worries. In dual parallel, or pardon me, from dual parallel, and I spelled from wrong, so I shouldn't talk shit. from dual parallel, Sean, as posted in nm.indymedia.org, April 1st is international. Stick it to the Man Day. Now that's not me. That's another man. I'm the fucking man. The day when we all choose to fight this evil movement called the corporation.
The corporation.
By not showing up at work.
Okay.
Make the man lose the only thing he cares about, money. But he'll lose the only thing you care about, your job. Here's a link to the description of it.
Be brave, all you minions.
Be brave, stand fast, get fired.
Yeah, try and explain that to your boss. Yeah, I listen to this radio show and he told me not to go to work.
But you can do other things. I think you can do other things than... You could probably do a lot of office vandalism by playing around radio, giving out the show on CD to all your coworkers.
That's a better way.
Yeah, maybe. That's a better way to do it rather than just staying
Or just
home.
Work half-assed. How about that?
No, you just
don't
work.
Oh, wait, you already do.
Waste the day. do fuck all that day. It doesn't matter. You could
email all day, all your friends.
You could go to everyone's computer who stayed home and delete all the work they did.
Set everyone's homepage to Rant Radio.
There you go. That's an idea.
Go around your whole office.
We are sellout whores right here. Okay. From World War I Paratrooper, I got insanely bored and started working on Photoshop again, so I made some Wog Mecha wallpapers.
Whew.
probably too big to attach, therefore I put them on my server. And here's a bunch of links. You can go check it out.
Waste your bandwidth.
And does anyone remember Ronan Medic from, you remember from the What the Hell show?
Who?
Ronan Medic?
He used to do, you know...
What was it? Tales from the Street?
Yeah, Tales from the Street.
It was Tales from the Street?
Yeah.
Well, he's in Australia right now, and I got this email from him.
Oh, is he?
Anyone wants to email him, his email is Micronian, that's M-I-K-E-Ronian, R-O-N-I-A-N, Micronian, at netscape.net. And he'll like be happy to hear from any of you guys, especially if you guys are Australia. If you guys download this, you want to hook up with an official Rant Radio person, you can actually hook up with Ronan Medic. And from Ronan Medic, hey there, bud. Here's some food for thought on your show tonight here in Australia. I keep getting this message whenever I hit news agencies other than the BBC, local or North American news.
And he's where? Australia?
Yeah.
Those censor pigs?
What he gets is, you are not authorized to view this page. You do not have permission to view this directory or page using the credentials you supply. Please try the following. Click the refresh buttons to try again with different credentials. If you believe you should be able to view this directory or page, please contact the website administrator by using email address or phone number listed in English.aljazeera.net.
What?
HTTP 401.3, access denied by ACL on Resource Internet Information Services.
Okay, Al Jazeera.
Now, this applies to Pravda, Al Jazeera, the Libyan Daily Star, Egypt Today, Khalij Times. So far, I thought you'd want to know that. Cheers. The downside of being in a country at war is even the internet's news is censored. Sigh.
Yep. Australia's part of it.
Yeah.
The collective.
They're part of the big
the Borg collective.
The big war push there. So that's really handy. Got another one here from Pegalia. Love the show. How about giving a holler to Pegalia, which is actually, I believe it's Hindi
love
or Pakistani for insane, for insanity.
Insane?
Yeah, it's either
insanity.
Yeah, Pagal is East Indian for insane.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
That's because I'm a horror writer. I know these.
You
kind
know
of
these. You know insane in every language.
Well, actually, in the Bloodstained Rabbit, there's a doctor in there. There's a professor named Professor Pagal.
Uh-huh.
And actually, in the Bloodstained Rabbit, when you read the book, all the street names and everything in the whole town is named after insane asylums.
Everything means something.
No, they're all named after insane asylums, except for the name Insane Asylum, which is named after my high school. But anyway, but all the
how
characters, all the David Madden, and all these different things all have a circuit around insanity. It was my big.
Because while you're writing a book, you might as well.
Well, what the fuck?
Eh? That's right.
You know, and anyway, I think I have a topic. I don't know if you've gone over it in the show, but I think it's bullshit. The topic is Palladium, the Trusted Computer Alliance. Now, everybody, of course, is going to be going, oh, yeah, we've talked about that.
Yeah.
But anyway, for those of you who haven't heard about it, it's an initiative Microsoft, where the chip manufacturers are trying to pass supposedly to protect the consumer. Well, God love them for looking out for us, eh?
Thanks.
But only Microsoft-signed code will run on future processors. The truth is that Microsoft wants total control of what software you can and can't run further, strengthening their monopoly.
No way.
You can...
You've opened my eyes.
I can use 180 gigs if I use a doublet. You can find out more about by using a search string, palladium.site/.org, or palladium.site/.org on Google. Very cool. General news. Now, I knew that Sim would love this one.
Okay.
Religion is denounced as a brain disorder.
I sent this one to you.
Yes, he did.
Oh, I love this one.
Of course
this
you do.
This is so good.
Because you are a completely non-spiritual, going to hell, empty, shallow
fuck. Going to hell.
Why do people experience religious visions? This sums it up right here. I don't believe this, but anyway, this is the news story. Why do people experience religious visions? BBC Two Horizons suggests that some cases they caused by strange brain disorder. Controversial new research. Yeah, it's a brain disorder caused by eating no meat.
Okay.
Controversial new research suggests that whether we believe in God or just be a matter of free will, scientists now believe that there are physical differences in the brains of ardent believers. Inspiration with this work. For this work has come from a group of patients with a brain disorder called temporal lobe epilepsy. In a minority of patients, the condition introduces a bizarre religious hallucinations, something that patient Rudy Aflotter has experienced vividly. Despite the fact he's a confirmed atheist, when he was 43, Rudy had a powerful religious vision that convinced him he had gone to hell. Now, he was an ardent atheist. Who's to say, Sim, that when you're 43, you'll wake up one day and be like, oh, my God, I'm in hell!
Then I'll remember this brain disorder and go to the doctor.
and you'll go to the doctor. But you'll have to find the gateway out of the seventh bits of hell. It'd be like,
true.
Hey, three-headed dog. Excuse me, three-headed dog. I have to go to the doctor because I'm having a hallucination right now. No, you can't leave.
Okay.
You.
Okay, James.
Ooby dooby doo. Okay. I done it.
What the fuck?
Gwen T also has the disorder. When she had a baby, she believed she'd given birth to Jesus.
No, I didn't go to hell for that, okay, Jesus?
Get on the bus. It was something her husband, Bernie, found very difficult to understand. She said, isn't it nice to be part of the Holy Family? I thought, Holy Family? And then it turned out I was Joseph, she was Mary, and little Charlie was Christ, and they were all batshit fucking crazy. So, now, I don't personally think, I think that if you have a religious experience, you kind of, you know, like all those shepherds, okay? This is a funny story, actually. I'm going
to... Well, the glowing light has been shown time and time again as just brain functions while you're dying
time
your brain.
Time and time again, my ass! That's bullshit, man. Anyway, oh, time and time again. Like what? Okay, yeah. People see a glowing light. Oh, it's a brain dysfunction. Really?
Did you see that movie, Flatliners?
Yeah, I saw Flatliners, too. It's a fucking movie. Anyway.
I was genuine research went into that movie.
The thing that was fucked up here, people say there's no drug use in the Bible. I say bullshit. There's a fucking whole segment there. When Christ is born, there's all these shepherds on a hill. Okay, now imagine this. You're a shepherd in fucking Jesus' time.
Yeah.
Not really riveting shit. You don't know how to read. You're sitting there on the hill.
Not much happening. No,
hey,
TV,
Murray.
No movies.
Hey, Stan. What's going on? Hey, Luke. Murray. Stan, what's up? Hey, guys. Here we are again. Yeah. How long have we been doing this now? About 20 years. Right on. How's the sheep? Good. Good. No stragglers? Nope. Remember when we had that straggler about 5 years ago? Yeah, that was some exciting shit. We had to move off this hill. Yeah. Anyway, and so they're all hanging out there talking, right?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, and this is in the Bible, the whole heavens open up, and there's like thousands of angels, and they're all screaming and singing. They're like, oh, and the whole fucking sky is alight, and it says, fear not, the Son of God is born, and is oh, hallelujah, you know, Son of God is born.
Peyote wasn't quite named yet then, eh?
Oh, well, whatever, he's been born, fucking rock on, oh, clap, and the thing is closed, right? And the sky goes back to normal.
Yeah.
And the story, the reason why I know about this is because I went to my family's, because my family's, my in-law's family is pretty religious. And so they read the story of Christmas in the Bible, right?
Yeah.
And so they say that, and they say, well, we should talk about that. And I said, wow, that's pretty wild, because after the thunderclap closes, the shepherds look at each other and go, we should go to Bethlehem.
Right.
I'm sorry, if you and me were driving down the road and that shit happened, the next words out of my mouth would be, whoa, we should go to Bethlehem. It'd be something like, fuck me! Gunstor! I just saw huge fucking angels in the sky! My head's coming off!
I'd be checking the expiry date on the sandwiches we bought at the gas station 5 miles back.
I'd be all fucking on the way to the doctor's office. Where are you going, doctors? Angel, I saw him too. You need a medication as well.
I need a shot or something. Doctor, hook me up. Yeah, need some pills.
I'm all fucked up over here. But no, these shepherds are like, shit, we should go to Bethlehem. Which I thought was fucked up. But whatever. You know, that's why I don't believe the Bible is the Word of God. It stands record of the Word of God. Which, as we've seen through CNN, that can be doctored.
Yes, yes.
Teen killed by shovel in fucking odd game with a car. G-Man sent me this. Now,
what?
Yeah. If you kill somebody with a shovel in an odd game, I wouldn't call it odd, I'd call
game.
It kind of scary. Winnipeg. Of course it's in Winnipeg because it's still too cold there. Hey, are you cold? Yeah, I'm cold. Why don't you hit me with that shovel? Okay, that sounds like fun. Prince, just so you know, the guy who I told the story about the gooseberries in the little house, yeah, he was in Winnipeg too. So it's like, what do you want to do? Eat some gooseberries and baking soda? No, just hit me with a shovel. Okay. A 14-year-old boy died almost instantly after he was struck in the head during a bizarre game involving a stolen car and a shovel. Winnipeg police say. Duty Inspector Jack Tinsley said a group of teens stole a Chrysler Intrepid and went joyriding late on Saturday. Then began playing a game in which a shovel was thrown into the car through an open window each time it went. The car came around the block. Spear me in this car with the shovel. Every time it goes around the block. And I'm going to drive around big circles. And then we're all going to stop
like
for fun. Then we're going to stop for gooseberries and vinegar. During the faithful round, the shovel hit Roger Ledger in the head.
The group panicked, left Ledger for dead. Oh, shit.
We won.
We won. I fucking drifted him. My turn.
Let me get in the car. Roger.
There's a question of intent, he said. We'll go into the Crown to see what the charges are appropriate. How about being fucking stupid? Tinsley said the death is being labeled a homicide. Winnipeg's fifth of the year. With a shovel?
Fifth shovel death.
And people are like, fucking Home Depot's making wholesale bucks down there. And, you know, guys, you know there's a problem when the guy's holding the shovel like a fucking spear in the aisle, ranging back and forth. Yeah, I should be able to get some good shit on this.
Good waiting on this.
You know,
yeah.
Internet sites, howtoconvertyourshovel.com and stuff. Police officer found Ledger in the backseat of an abandoned car in an empty field on Selkirk Avenue just before 5 a.m. Sunday.
Did they drive him there, or he just sort of drifted off the road?
No, he fucking was dead and wandered into the backseat. Yes. The officer attempted to revive him. Hey!
Wake up.
Hey! Are you awake?
Roger.
I'm fucking him in the ass, and he's still not waking up. But Ledger was pronounced dead at the health center soon afterwards, Tinsley said. But Tinsley said the officer discovered Ledger was in the area on an unrelated matter when he came across the stolen vehicle. Do-do-do-do. Hello, little boy. Would you like some candy? Oh, look, there's a car. Oh, no, there's already a dead guy in here.
God damn it.
I didn't kill... Oh, wait. Where'd he go? Shit. God. Now, Michael Moore, somebody's phoning me. Why do people phone myself during the fucking show? I've been doing this for more than a year. Do they not know?
I guess if they think it's your night off the show or
That's
something.
That's right. Michael Moore gears up for the new documentary that ties between Bush, Osama bin Laden, and possibly financed by Mel Gibson. Jesus, we got all the Patriots in there, eh?
For every side.
We got Mel Gibson, who's a patriot of Hollywood. We got Osama bin Laden, who's, you know, kind of a fuck. And then we got Bush, you know. Which is seriously like about Osama bin Laden. The guy's patriotic. He's crazier than a shithouse rat.
Yep.
Which is something
yep.
I find about most patriots, actually.
Well, that'd be an interesting one.
However, yeah. But Mick J and TK both sent me an interesting thing. Now, I believe, just like, it's like Die for New America. People who want to be a vegetarian go to Die for New America, but a lot of the information in Die for New America is flawed.
Yeah.
It's wrong. It's fucking flat out wrong. Now, the message could be considered good, yep. but if you're going to have a message, tell the truth.
Yeah.
Don't lie. Michael Moore lies. It's not like,
well,
sort of lies.
He likes to...
No, he lies. Check it out.
Twist.
Here's a link. Michael Moore's production of Bowling for Columbine, which just won an Oscar for Best Documentary.
God, this article.
But it's not a documentary, which is true. It's not.
This guy, this article picks my ass.
Of course it would. You love Michael Moore. Bowling fails, the first requirement of documentary. Some foundation in the truth. In his early works, Moore shifted dates and sequences for the sake of drama. But at least the events depicted did occur most of the time. Bowling breaks that last link with factual reality. It makes the point by deceiving and misleading the viewer. Statements are made which are false. Moore invites the reader to draw differences he must have known were wrong. Dates were transposed and video carefully added to create whatever effect is desired. Indeed, even speeches shown on screen are heavily edited so that sentences are assembled in the speaker's voice, which he never uttered. He gives examples.
Oh, my God.
When you take something I said, cut words out, and make it into something else, that's fucked
up. He's taking clips. He's not going to air the whole speech.
That's not what he's saying here. What he's saying here is he's rearranged your speech.
He's dubbing over? No,
he's rearranged your speech.
Yes.
Saying, like, I killed my wife from I did not kill my wife. You see what I mean? That's the kind of stuff he's talking about. Here's an example. Lockheed Martin and nuclear missiles. Bowling for Columbine contains a secret film at Lockheed Martin manufacturing facility, near Columbine. Moore interviews the PR fellow. Okay, no problem. Shows a missile being built. Then asks whether knowledge that weapons of mass destruction were being built in the nearby might have motivated the Columbine shooters in committing their own mass slaying. After all, their father worked on missiles. What's the difference between a mass destruction and mass destruction over at Columbine High School? Moore intones that the missiles and their Pentagon payloads are trucked through town in the middle of the night when children are asleep. Okay, soon after Boeing was released, someone checked on the claim and found that Lockheed Martin plant does not build weapons-type missiles. It makes rockets for launching satellites. Moore's website gives this response. Well, first of all, Lockheed Power people would disagree of the term missile. They call it a Titan or Atlas missiles, which nuclear rockets. They now call their Titan and Atlas missiles, on which nuclear warheads were once and still are, but in less numbers attached, rockets. That's because Lockheed rockets now take satellites into outer space.
So that's okay. All right. That's what he's saying. So he's saying, of course, they're not going to call them missiles. He likes to call them rockets because that's what's taking their payloads to space. But these rockets still have nuclear payloads. That's what Michael Moore says. Some of them are weather satellites, some are telecommunications satellites, and some are top-secret Pentagon projects, like the ones that are launched as spy satellites, and others which are used to direct them launching from nuclear missiles the USI should ever attack to use them. Okay, nice try, Mike. But the truth is, yes, some Titans and Atlases, 54 of them in fact, were used as ICBM launchers. But they were deactivated 25 years ago, long before the Columbine killers were even fucking born. And the fact that some spy pilots, which might be used to direct launching, i.e. because they spot nukes being launched at the United States, it's hardly what Moore is suggesting in the movie. It's hard to envision a killer making a moral equation between mass murder and a recon satellite. In fact, one of the plan's major projects is the ultimate in beating the swords of the plowshare. The Denver plan was in charge of taking the Titan missiles originally, which had carried nuclear warheads, and converting them to launch communication satellites and space exploration units. Now, one has asked the question, is Michael Moore a prick? No, he's not a prick. Okay? He's got a lot of very valid points, and the film is designed to make a point. But it's propaganda. Don't shit yourself. That is not an unbiased view. It's propaganda. You know what I mean? It's been doctored, it's been tailored, and he's presented a view, and the link there has case after case after case. Now, you can say what you like, that you don't like the guy. The guy writing this article could be a screaming, it could be Rush fucking Limbaugh who wrote this thing, okay?
Yep.
But the facts are there, and you can see it. You can see it. Now, granted, whenever you make any kind of TV show, you have to kind of make it interesting.
Yes.
Okay, but there's a difference between making it interesting and doing what he did. I think that his message is good. He doesn't need to lie.
Yeah.
He doesn't need to be as misleading as he does. Like, Mike, just lay it out. Say, there it is. I mean, the fact that the U.S. dropped more bombs in Kosovo, or in the former Republic of Yugoslavia, on that day than they have at any other time before or after. I mean, that's a good fact. There's a lot of solid facts. So my point is that Michael Moore isn't gospel, but if you're going to be preaching to people who fucking cite you, you better make sure your shit is spot on.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise,
you want to be, especially when you're doing such a high-profile documentary
now,
about something that people are very, very adamant about.
And you can't tell me...
He's got food on his microphone, for those who missed it at home.
Yeah. for those who... I totally lost my train of thought. Michael Moore.
Yes.
You know, if you're going to become like a leader of some type in that way and cite a work you do, like, that was not a small thing to make that film. But like, you can't deny, like, when he interviewed the militia down there.
Yeah.
Right. He made them look like a bunch of fucking psychos.
Made them look like idiots.
Yeah, idiot psychos.
Yes. Psychos. Yes.
Now, that's really not fair. If you'd have showed those guys saying, "Yeah, there's these guys," and they said, "Then there's these groups over here," because there are militia groups that aren't fucking psycho terrorists. There are guys like. By Michael Moore's description, he could come in here, play a few of my rants, angle it such a way, and shit, I look like a mass murdering psycho fuck myself.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So
he made Canadians look like laid back.
Yeah, just and I'm sorry, when he saw a Canadian ghetto, this is a Canadian ghetto. I'm like, fuck you, that's
we'll bring you to one.
Come on over, motherfucker. this is a Canadian ghetto. Yeah. Whatever. Go to Winnipeg. Go to any other, at Toronto, I'm sorry. Okay, that is not a Canadian fucking ghetto.
Yeah. All right? The streets were, like, super clean. It was nice little houses.
Nice neighborhood. Like, fuck you. So, I'm not saying Michael Moore...
Oh, yeah, it was slanted.
No, it was more than slanted.
Yeah?
It was more than slanted.
I'd have to watch the movie again with those facts in mind to see whether he outright lied.
The difference between slanted... I try to give a slanted broadcast. Okay, but I do...
Because it's more fun.
Yeah, because it is more fun. No, it's not because it's more fun. It's because you're always slanted, no matter what.
Yeah,
you know,
you have a certain view on things.
What's your view on the fucking war? You never said shit about this war. What's your view?
Mine goes back and forth. Like, you look at it.
Imagine my surprise. His views go back and forth.
Mr. Fibsitter.
Well, you know.
Well, you look at Iraq and the president of Iraq, self-appointed, doing whatever the hell he wants. But
oh, yeah,
is it our right to march into his place and tell him what to do?
If
it's like there's a certain limit. Oh, that's the last person you're allowed to kill. Now we have to come in and take over. Even though Bush kills tons of people over here with capital punishment.
Which I think is a good idea.
Do Canadians come and invade the U.S.?
No, because we get our asses kicked.
But the U.S. likes to play Big Brother. But sometimes it's needed.
It's sometimes needed.
And now, is it needed? I don't know, because I don't know all the facts.
The problem we have,
right,
in this country is the fact we have no capital punishment.
Drifting.
No, we're not. Fine, we'll drift. Fuck them.
Okay, unless you can bring it around.
I'll bring it back there. But so you've actually said nothing here, which is well done. But
Thank you.
I think that, just in case for anyone who doesn't know, okay, I do think Saddam Hussein's a fuck and needs to be taken out.
Sure.
Just
I think
like
most
so
people
many
can
other
agree
good
on that,
things,
right?
I think with this war, the politicians, I like the troops. I like what they're doing. I'm glad they're getting used. I'm glad it's happening. I don't like the fact that our troops have to die. That's really shitty. Because
right.
I was looking on Kazaa. There's a whole bunch of footage of a bunch of dead Americans, which really sucks.
Yes.
Which I'm kind of perplexed at.
It's quite a switch from all these dead foreigners we're used to on the television.
Well,
they show dead people from other countries all the time. They will never show dead Americans or Canadians
on TV. Well, of course not. It'll scare the shit out of everybody.
And for some reason, when I was watching the footage of the dead Americans, I'm like, this is different somehow.
Yeah,
they're white. That's it. Well, this scares me.
Well, you know, there's
because we're not used to it as North Americans.
Oh,
we never show dead white people.
Yeah, well, it doesn't happen, right? I mean, that's why you don't see much war footage of in Bosnia, because everyone over there is, in fact, white.
Uh-huh.
Bosnia, and it's a funny thing about the Pacific Northwest and the former Republic of Yugoslavia look identical.
Oh, really? Like in climate and
it's
look?
It's very, very hard on the soldiers that go there because they see people who are dead that look like people back home. See, when they call them skinnies and shit, and Black Hawk Down, there's a great book, which you can find it on Amazon. Somebody posted. It's called On Killing, and I'm working my way through it right now. And
yeah,
it talks about the purpose of, like, what the differentiation between killing, how killing works, la-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da, which is very, very cool. Captain Whitebread actually loaned it to me, which is very, very cool. And in On Killing, they talk about that, and they talk about the differentiation. But that's why you never see war dead pictures of war dead from Bosnia, because it's so close to home.
Yeah, people can't handle it.
Well, they would start getting rowdy. People think, we should do something about this. It's terrible.
That's awful.
You know, it's pretty brutal. But anyway, so there you go. Where were we talking? So,
the war on
capital punishment. Okay, Sean.
Do you think we're weak as Canadians because we don't have capital punishment?
Doesn't mean shit about us as Canadians.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean shit. They never asked a man on the fucking street. They asked the people in Toronto. I got no fucking say in that. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, do they have? I thought they had a national referendum to decide one way or the other for capital punishment.
But voting solved anything? Fucking illegal. I mean, I'm sorry. Yeah, there's the right to vote and shit like that. Now, communism does not work. Okay, you do need to have a capitalist
and a happy
system,
happy, peaceful place. It does.
Yeah, like, I'm sorry, the way.
But there aren't any. So
I'm a big fan of militant capitalism myself, but that's just me.
Well, in countries where it's crazy and people don't pay attention, communism is better than democracy.
What do you mean crazy and people don't pay attention? What the fuck does that mean?
Well, when it's like war torn and everybody's like living on the streets.
Like America.
Like, no, it's not that bad.
South Central? Yeah, it's pretty fucking bad, Dad. There's people like, there's more guns down there than anywhere else, and it's getting very quickly to be that way. Pretty soon, there's going to be a lot of civil unrest. I mean, there's huge riots. I mean, what's the difference? What's the difference? I just think, like, this is part of the whole reason why, you know, with the new org and everything, that something's got to be done. I've got to do something to try to stop this. You know what I mean? And everyone wants to do something to stop the world turning to shit, but they don't know what to do, so they go to a protest because they think that'll somehow help. It kind of soothes the conscience, which is bullshit.
Soothes their conscience, yes.
Yeah.
They speak out.
I went to the protest. It's a fucking anti-war protest out of the Art Gallery in Vancouver. I'm like, guess what? Canada's not in the war. Yeah. So why are you protesting?
Go to Seattle or something.
Well, why are you protesting here?
We're not at war.
We're not at war. Shit for brains. That's
yeah, you won. Go home. Right?
Yeah. You know, what the
There's
fuck?
A war. Yay, no, good
we,
for you.
We oppose the war. Okay, the people in the United States don't give a fuck about their own anti-war rallies. What do you suppose the likelihood is that these people won't even so much as even think about it while they're jerking off in the shower
Kurt
in the morning? Like,
yes, you are right. We are not going to war.
Yeah. You know, Jean Chrétien, I don't know, too cowardly, and I don't want to be the guy who gets our people killed. And everybody thinks, oh, fucking Canadian troops are pussies. No, Canadian troops are chomping at the bit. It was a Canadian who has the longest kill record on the books.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we just didn't want the war over too quick, so we didn't put the Canadians in, right?
That's right, yeah. Well, you guys got all those toys you want to try out and stuff.
Yeah, all that stuff you've been stockpiling for a while.
So, I got a lot of war news tonight, because guess what? There is no other news available. Everything's about the fucking war.
Silenced everything else.
Everything's about the fucking war. So, but when I saw The Hunted, now, here's a fucking bit of trivia for you. If somebody can get me at the beginning of the movie The Hunted, Johnny Cash says some shit about, why is there talking coming through my headphones?
It's eerie. It's like in the music, man.
Oh, is it? Is it all about that? Okay, anyway. Okay. Wow, that's creepy. Anyway, in the beginning of the movie, while the screen's black, you hear Johnny Cash, because he recorded it for the movie, because he's old now. Which is odd.
He's got, like, an awesome voice.
Oh, he's awesome. Ooh. And he goes, God said to Abraham, send me a son. And Abraham said, what? I'm not going to send you a son. He says, farewell, Abraham. But when you see me again, you better run. Abraham said to God, where do you want this killing done? God said, out on Highway 61. And I don't know where that's from. I don't know if that's from a song.
Must be a song.
No, I don't think so. I think you might have recorded it specifically. Yeah, it's nothing to do with the movie. Hmm. It's just something he says at the beginning of the movie that sounds hard. Johnny Cash, I got one song by Johnny Cash. Now, even Sim, in his vegan punk genital, I was going to say gentile or genital, but I'm going to say gentle ways, has got to admit that Johnny Cash kicks ass.
He's a hard motherfucker.
Johnny Cash.
He is cool.
Could go to the Rap Fest concert, be the only white man there in the double fucking super billing of, like, Ja Rule, Onyx, fucking Louis Farrakhan headlining the whole goddamn thing.
Ice Cube would bend down, grab his hand, pull him up on stage.
Because Johnny Cash, well, he's not black yet, he's a man in black. You know, because he wants
man
to be.
Man in black.
Yeah. Johnny Cash.
Hand over the microphone to him and sing us a song, Johnny.
Because, like, that guy could go to a Deicide concert, he could go to a fucking punk show. Johnny Cash is the shit.
And then Johnny Cash would do Fuck the Police.
Yeah.
On his acoustic guitar.
He's never sworn. He doesn't swear. He changed the lyrics to hurt so he wouldn't swear.
Yeah, he did.
Which I think is cool anyway, because he doesn't need to swear. He's Johnny Cash. Fuck off.
He's hard enough.
He's hard enough. He doesn't have to swear. He'd be all like Johnny Cash doing Eminem covers and stuff.
You'd listen to a song, you'd think he'd be swearing, but no, he's just that hard.
I got this bag or this chips. It helps me, but, you know, it doesn't really work. Like on his last album, which is When the Man Comes Around, a lot of the songs there are gospel songs.
Okay, yeah.
And this one here is a gospel song too, and I fucking hate gospel music.
I hate it because
it never rhymes. It rhymes that shit. It's like, and God is good, so we all go to church and we drink pop because we like God.
It's just
like,
easier to write it that way, right?
It's like Suzanne Vega, Uber fucking gospel. I fucking hate that shit.
I mean, it's easier to write lyrics if you don't have to think up rhymes.
Well, you don't even have to think, but yeah, so gospel music generally pisses me off.
Just throwing some hails,
so
glory
must,
God, you know.
Glory, you know, how Hosanna, and break out the fucking palm leaves.
And then in the chorus, you just repeat it over and over.
Yeah, hey, Hosanna, hey, Hosanna, hey, oh, you know, God is cool. We did God. Fuck off. So, I mean, I'm really sure that there is a God. He wants friends, not fans. That's just me, though. So on this, like, I'm really sure that when Johnny Cash gets to heaven, God will be like, hey, when I meet people, can I, like, be you? You know, because I'm sure that, seriously, if I, like, die, when you and I kick off, like, we crash that car.
Right.
After that shit, you're like, ah, wham! Right? And the car gets fucked over, and we wake up, and there's Johnny Cash is standing there. Even you will fall to your fucking knees and be like, it's God. How do you know? It's Johnny Cash. Oh, shit! Hey, Johnny, what's up?
I'd be like, I was a good man. You remember that, right? I was a good man.
I was good. And you know, shut up. And you'd be like, okay. Seriously, Johnny Cash needs to play a judge in one movie before he dies. But anyway, so the song is When the Man Comes Around, which is the title track of his latest album, which is fucking tight. And we have Uber Retro Song, one of the first songs ever played on mainstream radio. It sounds like hell now, but if you're above the age of 30, probably above the age of 27.
I remember this song, so.
You may remember this song.
At least above 29.
At least above 29. It's called 19, and it's about Vietnam vets in the average age. So I thought it was strangely appropriate, even though it's, you know, pretty dated. But it's still revolutionary for the time. So
look out for the Casio.
It's Casio old school sampling, but it is sampling one of the first songs to use sampling in a mainstream song on the radio. So very, very cool.
Okay, and we're going to play that rant, Linux versus Microsoft, and if people can identify it, great.
And if
we can identify it. I'll get it in the background, too.
Yeah.
All righty, so stay tuned. More news coming right up.
And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going round taking names. And he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne. And at his feet, they'll cast their golden crowns. When the man comes around. Whoever is unjust, let him be unjust still. Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long written down. Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. In measured a hundredweight and penny pound.
Of the four beasts, and I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and Hell followed with him.
What the fuck? Those you asked for, it is your pal and mine, Sean Kennedy on Rant Radio.
That's just how it works.
You know what I don't understand is this whole Linux and Microsoft thing. Like, what the fuck's up with that? Some guys are like, oh, I'm Linux. You're a Microsoft whore. I hate you. You're a Microsoft whore. And the other guys are like, oh, you Linux guys, I don't know what your problem is. You're always giving us flack, and you guys don't really know what an operating system is anyway. Wait, stop. Your operating system does not define who you are. Microsoft sure is a pirate multinational corporation. Big fucking deal. They all do the same thing. They're all just trying to get the biggest part of the pie. Yeah, they got a really unkind way of doing it, but it's not like the people who use Microsoft products are inferior. They must be destroyed. I'm sorry, we kind of get into that righteous, elated geek phase. I mean, neither one of you guys ever get a date anyway, so I wouldn't be sitting there, you know, seriously slagging on you just because you don't happen to use a Microsoft or you happen to use Linux. Who fucking cares? Who cares? Yeah, sure, Microsoft does some sloppy code. Big fucking deal. So what happens? It's job warranty, man. These guys manage to keep on putting upgrade after upgrade after upgrade. And Linux, yeah, but why the hell would you name your shit, you know, corn bashing or cornholing or whatever the fuck it is you guys call it? I mean, that's all well and good. Personally, I like my Linux stuff. I'm not smart enough to use it, but I like it. It's relatively stable from what I understand. The Quake server hasn't gone down in like 5 years or some god-awful shit like that. The bottom line, your operating system does not define who you are. So if you could please stop shooting at each other and maybe shoot at somebody who deserves it. My name's Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
So were those who did the fighting. In World War II, the average age of combat soldier was 26. In Vietnam, he was 19. In Vietnam, he was 19. In Vietnam, he was 19. In Vietnam, he was 19.
dramatic electro right there, baby. You know that's good electro when it's still good. like 40 years later, I don't know when the hell that came out, but that's like, you know.
Mid-80s.
I'm sure that might have been the first mixed song ever made. it sounds like
dun,
it.
Anyway. Dun, dun,
and
dun,
it's not
dun.
Really that dated, you know, really. Anyway, I don't know. I thought it was cool. Fuck off.
This is what we listened to when we were kids.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we had.
You know, so we had, we liked
fucking
it.
Angry now.
Because we had to listen to that.
Saigon.
Saigon.
Bring out the Miami Vice. Where's the Miami Vice theme song? You download that? I want to play the Miami Vice theme song at the end of the show tonight. That's
okay, sure.
That's fucking rad, man. You're like, close-up shot of chick's tits. Awesome. Shit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, oh, that's great.
Oh, David. And then they had, like, the slow motion pre-John Woo shit.
The pink T-shirts and the white jackets.
Oh, yeah,
jackets.
And then fucking no socks and slippers. And fuck yeah, man. That's the shit. Anyway, everything is under the Illuminati news. Everything is under control. And the Lost World news is combined tonight because, well, I'm rapidly
coming. How did you do that?
Because our world is the Lost World. And it's all lost to the Illuminati.
And we're the lost children.
Here we go. Big Brother is watching news shop. Oh, the U.S. government has discovered a powerful resource in its war against terrorism. Credit card records, hotel bills, grocery lists, and other records are detailing the private lives of its citizens. Government investigators are turning to commercial databases to track down and isolate possible hijackers and suicide bombers before they strike. Well, they know that WOGs aren't going to be suicide bombers because they all they have to do is listen to the suicide rant and they're just fine. Raising fear among privacy advocates that long-standing protection against government snooping may be eroded. Of course, we need to snoop for security reasons.
Oh, yeah. We got to keep our people safe.
That's right. And moving along with that is Big Brother in your grocery cart. Now, Sim sent me this, so did McJay, so did a couple others. And this is at nocards.org. Check it out. Consumers against supermarket privacy invasion and numbering. Caspian. NoCards.org is a website dedicated to exposing the ID tracking and data collecting of underhanded supermarkets and chain stores, those evil supermarkets.
Oh, they're awful.
Detailing detailed information on how and who is collecting data on your private life and why you're buying and who they're and what you're buying and who they're selling to.
Sorry, I wrote it.
That's great. Anyway, so if you want to, you know, really make a stand, you know, and find out.
Cut off your cards.
Cut off your cards and don't. Subscribe to loyalty programs. That'll show them. Anyway, company uses a war as a free backdrop for the movie footage. Now, you know the guy who wrote this is fired.
Oh, God, yeah.
He's so fired. This motherfucker
is... This is a funny, funny site.
Anita, this was a memo from the site. The site's on the page there now. We just put it in the IRC. But anyway, assuming the current situation in Iraq leads to combat activity by U.S. troops, I suggest we get a small film crew credential and a press shot over there. This will solve some of the budget versus production value problems we've discussed. In best-case scenario, we can also get one or two of our leads from over there in costume to do a scene with the mayhem of a real war as backdrop. Take a look at pages 65, 72, 74, and 96 for examples that lend themselves to this. Failing this, we can have the war as a backplate to use with a blue screen to our actors to add CGI on. We'll be the only movie with a multi-billion dollar effects budget.
That's what we should do, Sean.
And you're out of work, motherfucker! Oh, my God. What do you say to that? You know?
You're like, oh... Hmm.
So, apparently Bush should be tried for war crimes, according to the UK. The United Nations must try President Bush and his allies as war criminals. A top Indonesian politician. Wow. Gotta listen to those Indonesian politicians. You know, I mean, God knows that they know what they're
doing. Oh, yeah.
A top Indonesian politician, which is kind of like a mailman in Canada, demanded on Monday as protests elsewhere denounce war in Iraq is illegal and voice concern for its victims. Victims of war. Well, I'm concerned for any victim. Amin Raz delivered a letter to the UN building in Jakarta demanding that Bush and British Prime Minister Tony Blair be tried in an international court for an unjustified use of force against the people of Iraq. Raz heads one of the country's largest Islamic political parties and is expected to run for president in 2004. So, this Amin Raz heads one of the country's largest Islamic political parties.
Right.
So he's not jaded at all.
No.
Of course, it's not really popular to be Islamic right now. What with all the fundamental Islamic people crashing planes into big towers and stuff.
Giving them a bad name.
Kind of, yeah. And especially with that Islamic sergeant who converted to Louis Farrakhan's thing, hucking grenades into his buddy's tents. That was a bit bad. I don't think he's making it back. But that gets a big fuck you from me. But anyway. However, as crazy as that report sounds, it seems that the U.S. is... making sure that Bush and his friends will not be hauled before the war crimes tribunal. Within the next few days, the United States plans to ask Barbados and its CARICOM neighbors to help block an attempt to haul Washington before the UN Human Rights Tribunal to answer for charges of abuses in Iraq. With civilian casualties mounting in Iraq, having succeeded in derailing international efforts to switch the Iraqi crisis from the UN Security Council to the UN General Assembly, diplomatic sources in Washington, New York say the Bush administration plans to press the Caribbean to join in a lobbying effort to oppose any move by Islamic nations and another member of non-aligned movement to complain to the UN Human Rights Commission about the way the United States is conducting the war. There are no rules in war. That's bullshit. And if you think that there are rules in war, you are so fooling yourself. The fact that we even think there are rules in war.
I don't get it.
What do you mean?
The whole rules of war, because there supposedly are, right?
Yeah, well...
What happens if you disobey it?
You're charged as a war criminal.
Okay, and then they try and come and get you again? Like, aren't people trying to go get Saddam Hussein? So if he goes and does bad war crimes... They're already going after him anyway.
Sure.
So what's the penalty?
Well, you're asking what's the difference here. The difference is, okay, I'm a general in a war. You're a general in a war.
Right.
Your side wins the war.
Yes.
Okay. Now, you don't kill me after the war is over and I've lost because I'm a general and I'm the opposing general. I don't get killed for that.
Right.
Okay, because you guys won the war. Okay, we're out. Now, you can try me in court and say I'm a war criminal, though.
Right.
Saying that when I was at war, I committed atrocities.
Bad things.
Really bad things.
You killed those guys wrong.
Well, you amassed. You did the Pol Pot thing, got everyone who wore glasses in your country and murdered them. Yeah, take off the glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's an atrocity, okay?
Right, right.
So, you know, that's a war crime. Now, the thing is, though, that, like, this was all brought about by Nuremberg and the end of the Second World War because they're like, wow, the Nazis are really fucking evil. We need to make sure that we get all these cocksuckers, and the only way we can do that is to, you know, Nuremberg, war criminals, all
so
that
So they said, no more flamethrowers, and everyone went, aww.
No more soft-slug weapons. Shotguns are illegal by the Geneva Convention, even though they're still used. And the Geneva Convention became this huge fucking legal document, which none of these terrorist states belong to anyway. It's like...
Yeah, that's okay. What I'm saying, right?
Yeah, exactly. So the whole thing is completely fucked.
So all you lawful people, be good. Well, we already are good. And all you bad people, you better pay attention to it. No, we won't.
Now, this
okay.
is... Okay! That's a bad idea. You know, the Geneva Convention, I mean, it's a nice intent. It's just typical when idealists get involved. Okay? A good idea is when Morocco offered the U.S. mine-hunting monkeys. This is a good one. Moroccan publication accused the government of money of providing unusual assistance to U.S. troops fighting Iraq by offering them 2,000 monkeys trained in detonating mines. The weekly's Al's Usubu Al Sisiasi Susubi reported that Morocco offered the U.S. forces led a large number of monkeys. A large number of monkeys. Hey, you want some monkeys?
You
want
to buy a monkey?
Some from Morocco's Atlas Mountains and others being imported. We have imported monkeys. To use them for detonating landmines planted by the Iraqis. Wham!
Exactly,
fuck,
right?
Fuck you, Gia.
Isn't that? That's what they're going to do.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Let the monkeys loose. One mine, two mines, three, four, five.
And then there'll be flying fucking monkeys after that. Hey, what's this ape doing? Watch this. He's going to run about 200 yards and throw himself 40 feet in the air. Watch this. It's fucking amazing. Wham! Ah! The publication quoted his highly informed source, saying this is not a scientific illusion. A scientific illusion, but a well-known military tactic. That's right. Back in during the Civil War, George Washington employed a whole nation of monkeys.
We still have monkeys in our offices.
Fuck, I got a monkey. We don't need gun control. We need fucking monkey control. I want a monkey cabinet. I want monkey locks. No more fucking apes.
Monkeys will solve our problems.
Fucking A. Monkeys don't kill people. People kill people.
Damn dirty apes.
You're goddamn filthy apes. I think it's great. Fucking blow the monkeys up. I don't give a shit. Bush's new proposal could cut overtime for millions of workers. This is a little scary. This is the kind of thing that I'm opposed to. Not opposed to the war. I'm opposed to this sort of thing. The Bush administration proposed new rules on March 27th that would erode 40-hour work week and could deny overtime pay protections to millions of workers.
Mm.
Proposed changes to the Fair Labor Standards Act. That's a little scary. Regulations would affect a wide range of more than 80 million workers protected by the FLSA. FLSA's current overtime rules protect workers from employees who do not now require workers to unreasonably long hours because they are required to pay overtime. Bush rules could mean that many workers could face unpredictable work schedules because of an increased demand for extra hours from which employers would not have to pay time and a half. The Bush administration claims that its proposal to raise the income ceiling for workers to automatically qualify for overtime pay would extend protection to some lower-income workers currently excluded. But most of these workers already are covered by overtime protection because of the nature of their jobs. In contrast, the Bush administration's proposed changes to workers' job definitions and duties must be met to allow an employer to classify workers as exempt and thus ineligible for overtime would affect many more hundreds of thousands of workers.
Well, we got to compete with third world countries.
Yeah, exactly. Otherwise, you know, what's
the they don't pay? Get overtime pay. Heck, they don't get to go to the bathroom.
Now, you know that Michael Savage guy? Yeah, and they have a condition for being worked to death, which we talked about before. I can't
That's
remember
right.
the word, but it's a crazy word. There's this guy named Michael Savage who's kind of a fuck. He's Mr. Anti-Gay White Supremacist dude on,
right.
on the air.
Yeah.
So the Gay and Lesbian Alliance, it's GLAAAD.
I'm so glad they exist.
If you want to really... fuck this Michael Savage guy. Here's a list of guys you can boycott. This is kind of a follow-up, so there's the link for that. Now, this is a little bit more up our alley. Network firewalls may become illegal in many U.S. states. BBC News chiefs have met to discuss the increasing problem of misinformation coming out of Iraqi staff concerns grow by a series of premature claims by counterclaims by military sources. Now, it goes on throughout the article talking about this, but they talk about network firewalls becoming illegal.
Yeah, this one's interesting.
Yeah, it's very, very...
Because you're hiding things.
You're hiding things. We need to be able to look there, fucker.
Because we can't get into your network if you have a firewall.
And how long before encryption? If you used to cross the border with more than 512 disk encryption on a floppy disk, you were charged with a weapons exporting permit.
And that's really bad.
Yeah, it's like, what are you in for? Importing weapons? They don't ask when it was imported. They don't give a fuck if it was a Mac 10 or if it was a floppy disk full of encrypted data. They don't give a fuck.
Exactly.
They're like, you go to jail. Fuck you, bitch. And just in case you're thinking that, you know... That's a little bit scary. And then we got the more George Orwellian thing going on here, where electronic voting. Now, I am a big fan of technology.
Mm-hmm.
Electronic voting is a bad idea, because this is, like, so easy to fake if you have the power. As election officials rush to spend billions to update the country's voting machines with electronic systems, computer scientists are mounting a challenge to the new devices, saying they're less reliable, less secure from fraud than equipment they're replacing. Prompted by the demands of state and federal elections, the officials in Maryland, Georgia, Florida, and Texas installed a high-tech voting system last fall. Officials in those states and other proponents of electronic voting say the computer scientists' concerns are far-fetched. What do they know? What do they know? I'm a politician. I'll tell you what's secure on the Internet. Well, who the fuck are you going to listen to if you don't listen to computer techs?
Oh, wait till a duck gets elected. I guess it wasn't so secure, huh?
Well, if it is, if it is that easy, it'll be like when I ran to be on that fucking reality show in Germany. They'll be like, who's Sean Kennedy and how did you get elected? Not Mr. Kennedy? Yeah, that's Mr. Kennedy, you motherfucker. You're talking to the President of the United States here. But you're not American. Fuck you. I'm going to pass a law that makes me an American. Why not? An official army now annual. Now, this is a bit... An official army manual on the establishment of concentration camps in the U.S. Okay,
take it with a grain of salt. Get some more.
Well, it's not necessarily... in the U.S., but it talks about internment and what the Army's standards of internment are. So check
internment was like when they did with the Japanese during World War II and stuff like
what
that.
What we
are doing with people with... people wear certain headdresses now.
Yeah, oh, you have a turban? Oh, you're Islamic? Yeah, you go to hell. Bear in mind, though...
And then they pay them $20,000 20 years later.
That's right.
We're sorry. We didn't mean to do that
again. Sorry, here's
again,
some cash. And
again.
Be cool, because that's kind of a nice retirement plan. Yeah, you can beat me up and tie me to a chair, because I'm going to get money later. Anti-terror bill meets opposition at hearing. This is kind of interesting. Now, this particular bill states that, check it out, this is a person commits the crime of terrorism if the person knowingly plans, participates, or carries out any act that is intended by at least one of its participants to disrupt commerce or the transportation system.
Okay.
A person convicted of terrorism shall be punished by imprisonment for life.
Okay.
This is from the same act. That the person confined for a minimum of 25 years without the possibility of parole, released to post-prison supervision, released to work, or in any form of temporary leave or employment at a forced work camp. What does this mean? This means if you're at a protest and you block traffic on a highway, you can go to jail for life.
Yep. Don't block traffic.
So,
wow.
Don't go to protests. Because you can really get fucked.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Moving on to the cult watch. That's your last happening. Taiwan has recognized Scientology as a religion. Well, they haven't done anything bright in the last 6 months anyway, so fuck off. I mean, ooh, wow, good. At least we got one weapon in there. And, of course, the Bilderberg Group. Who's the Bilderberg Group?
I haven't heard of them.
Of course you haven't heard of them. Everyone do a search on the Bilderberg Group right now, and then go shit your pants for a half an hour. The Bilderberg Group are the Illuminati.
Okay.
They're the closest thing to the Illuminati. The Bilderberg Group will hold its annual secret meeting, pretty secret, at
not anymore.
The luxurious Trion and Palace Hotel in Versailles. The meeting dovetails the group of seven meetings of finance ministers in Paris day after Bilderberg concludes. On May 19th in Paris. Paris is only a 20-minute drive from Versailles.
Well, I'm going to be in Versailles. Oh, my God.
International financiers and political leaders from Europe, North America, and will be conducting public business behind closed doors at the Palatial Resort. Banker David Rockefeller, Henry Kissinger, and high officials of government and congressional leaders will participate, all pledging absolute secrecy. So it's kind of the what everyone's afraid the Masons are, the Bilderberg Group is. Members of the Rothschild family of Europe and Britain will attend, along with high government officials. And it's like this uber-secret fucking secret meeting. They do. Yeah.
But we know when it is and where it is and who's attending.
Now, check this motherfucker out. From Red Star. This is on the alien problem.
Yep.
Federal investigator arrested an enigmatics Wall Street whiz on insider training charges. And incredibly, he claims to be a time traveler from the year 2256. Sources at the Security and Exchange Commission confirmed that 44-year-old Andrew Kasaret Carlson offered a bizarre explanation for his uncanny success on the stock market after being let off in handcuffs on January 28th. We don't believe this guy's story. He's either a lunatic or a pathological liar. But the fact is, with an initial investment of only $800, in 2 weeks' time, he had a portfolio value over $350 million. Every trade he made capitalized on unexpected business developments, which simply can't be pure luck. The only way he could pull it off is with illegal inside information. He's going to sit in a jail cell on Rikers Island until he agrees to give up his sources. The past year of nosediving stock prices has left most investors scurrying, crying in their beer. So when Carson made a flurry with 126 IRS trades and he came out a winner every time, it raised the eyebrows of some Wall Street watchdogs.
Go to the IRC.
Yeah.
Click on this link, or click on it in there, and okay. Scroll right to the bottom.
Okay, where are we at?
And this is why we tell listeners to get sources. The last sentence.
Weekly World News.
We'll continue to follow this story. That's the same people who brought you Bat Boy.
Yep. Yeah, so?
Fun.
It's about as credible as Michael Moore.
True. Yeah, that's right.
We do Michael Moore stories.
Might as well do people from the future.
Weekly World News as well. Come on, man, I don't have much of the alien fucking problem. It's a little slow.
True.
All right? Now, what if he was? What? Well, fuck you.
I'm going to buy a Weekly
Whatever.
World News for the
I'm
next show.
Old fucking shows. As long as we're making shit up, why don't we just go over to the kick corner where we'll look at some new Uber toys that just came out.
Woohoo!
Here's a link you might like to look at. This is from Sith Mr. Ants, a.k.a. Sith001. Here's a link you might look at. It's a company in Japan that makes BB guns, which are airsoft guns.
Oh.
From anime guns.
Oh, really?
Yes, I'm assuming you can't read Japanese, but the site is easy to work through anyway. Oh, yeah, footnote. You can't order them in Canada yet, which sucks, but you have to look at them. They're pretty sweet looking, these guns, man.
Nice.
Like, some of them are kind of shitty, but they're
so you can, like, watch a cartoon and then go get the gun.
And then go have the gun. And, of course, with the gun, you got to have something else to go with it, which you need a lightsaber.
Oh.
So you need to get one from lightsabers at parksabers.com.
Now, how did they make these lightsabers?
Well, these lightsabers have, like, a little rod that you attach to them, and they like, light up and stuff.
So they don't rise out of it, or...
No.
Wom, wom, wom.
No, but they look...
So they don't work, then?
No, they don't.
What
they're
the
toys! They're toys, fucker! What do you want? But they look really cool.
Yeah.
And another interesting thing here is, remember how we're talking about repressed... The oil industry suppressed the invention of a 200-mile-per-gallon car. Which you're like, whoa, that's pretty harsh. Yeah, considering it came out in 1930... Yeah, the original blueprints for a device that could have revolutionized motor car have been discovered in a secret compartment of a toolbox.
Mm.
A carburetor that would allow a car to travel 200 miles on a gallon of fuel caused oil stocks to crash when it was announced by its Canadian inventor, Charles Nelson Pogue, in the 1930s. Wow. But the carburetor was never produced, and mysteriously, Pogue went overnight from a impoverished inventor to a manager of a successful factory making oil filters for the motor industry. Ever since suspicion of the oil companies and car manufacturers colluded to bury Pogue's invention. I want that carburetor.
Somebody find me those fucking blueprints, okay? That's what we need. That's what we need. I still don't have anybody who needs a digital baptism, but that's okay. If you'd like to have a digital baptism,
we'll just cry. We'll just cry.
We'll just cry. You can email me at themanatredradio.com, and I will perform a digital baptism.
And for all those Photoshops that everyone's doing, make sure you private message me with it, or I'll miss them, because I know I'm missing some.
Yeah.
Or email them to me, info@ramradio.com.
And even if you have done want to do Photoshops for ones we've done in the past, please
That's
do.
Right. We
love Photoshops. If you get a really cool idea and you get inspired, please do that.
Yeah.
Special shouts out tonight to Trotsky's Ghost, who sent me a god-awful amount of email, and everybody else who managed to show up and stick around for the show, which I really, really appreciate.
Mm-hmm. And you know what your bonus is at the end of the show.
That's right. Tales from the After Now. Yes, we have a new, fresh, shiny, and happy episode for you.
It's tasty.
It's very tasty.
Fresh and tasty.
Oh, is this the... This is the
fun one.
This is the fun one. Did you listen to this one? You thought it was pretty
Well, fun. You know, every show, I listen to it in about 20 second segments over 5 hours. So
this one here is this Tales from the After Now is actually a little bit more of a, like, normally it's like it's like a razor
handles and get out your razor blades, kids.
This one's actually a little bit funny, so I hope it doesn't suck. Because this is really experimental. Like, I mean, what the fuck, right?
We're in uncharted territory here.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool. It's got a pretty good theme to it, so I hope you guys enjoy it. And special shouts to those who donated this week. Thank you so much. I'm not going to bother saying who donates or how much they donate or any of that kind of stuff, because that I don't agree with that. I think that, you know, people... One sec. It'll sound like
that. Exploded.
I'm kind of, I don't know, trying to...
Thanks to so-and-so for the $50 donation.
You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck? You know, what does that mean?
You're now at level two.
Yeah, you're a better listener. Whether or not I think you are a better listener, regardless.
You get the new episode 1 hour before everyone else.
That's right. You know, the people who do support me, thank you very much. And I send out personal emails to everyone, like, that are more than just, thanks.
You know, you get a personally signed email.
I wish I could. I wish there's more I could do, but I guess the only thing I can do is keep making episodes. So thank you very much. If you want to donate, go to the site, do it there.
Sean's crack habit is pretty bad.
What's that?
Your crack habit's pretty bad.
It is pretty bad, actually. I do coke to do after now. If you wanna help Rant Radio, get two people hooked on the show, either Tales from the After Now. If you want to hand that out, you can do that too, by the way. You can burn After Now to disc and give that away to
people.
Yeah,
that's cool.
That's great. We love them in doing that. If you want to do art or whatever, very, very cool. Enjoy that very much. Going through the IRC tonight, we have Crippled Mind Monkey.
Mind Monkey.
Smokey, go serve your country. Shag, Shovel, Snake, Alien, Binary, Alamode, Alan on Zero, Alpha 736, Alter Boy, Angelica Fixing 9, Barcode, Beef Bot, Beef in 1911's Blunge, Blung, Borden, C4, Child, Citizen, Celia, Comics, Gang, Cover Top, Dead Air, Delamorph, Delusion, Digitalia, Dr. Zona, Droopy, Eating Penis, Foz, Flood Magnet, Gluku, Gorka, Guardian Super Chicken, Judging Eagle, K16, Chaos, Casey Stahl, Kindling Boy, Kurgan, Cuckoo, Lauren, Lento, Lizard King, Logan 5, Lorax, Logan 5. There's a tie-in. What movie's that from?
Logan's Run?
That's the one, boy. Lorax, Loyalizer, Manuel O'Kelly, Marvy, Maryville Version, Meph Waiting, Mick J, Nebula, Negative One, Neuralize, Nixon, Node, Up, Commie, Paladin, Prophet Doodle, Ratspoon, Roar, Rogue 3, Rumbling Skies, Sapphire, Shrine Master, Sideslide, Sith 001, a.k.a. Mr. Ants, SKGFM, Info Starker, Southmoth, Samurai, Spudley, Starbaby, Stats, Doubted Cheese, Test Subject, Thoth 696, The Bug, TMG 1, Glick 0, whatever, Transistor, Trotsky's Ghost, Turmoil, Vampire, This Morning, WS Ninja, Worka, World War 1, Russian Paratrooper, Yerky, Zootroy, Soul Trans, DJ Species, Intricate, and Lieutenant Major Zombie. Yeah, what else we got here? And you're, again, like I said, you're free to distribute the show anyway. You say fit this show, Tales of the After Now, or fucking anything else we play on the station. And if you want to be on Rant Radio, we still need programming, but more than that, we need bandwidth.
Bandwidth.
We need lots of bandwidth.
Your school, your work,
anywhere that you've
your
got.
Friend.
If you've got, like, a cable modem at home, won't do it. We need a good one. If you got access to that, or you're wondering if it's good enough, just email Sim at info@rantradio.com.
You betcha.
With that and your Photoshop stuff. And if you've got news stories or you want to be digitally baptized, get me at theman@rantradio.com, and we'll be hooked up. So until next week, hey, make sure you get your six-pack of speed beer, and we'll see all you wogs on the other side of the Meccas. Because remember, where you come from is gone. Where you thought you were going to weren't never there. And where you are ain't no good unless you... Oh, wait a minute! Did we get the... Where's that? Did we get the Miami Vice?
Yeah, it's after the extra. After the extra.
Oh, okay.
And then we'll go to Tales from the After Now.
So there's the extra.
Then yep. Which is,
and then
come join
slight
us.
Pause.
Slight pause.
And then Tales from the After Now. Because we have to kick over to the other stream. It's on the server.
Okay, so when are they going to hear the Miami Vice game song?
After our outro.
After
come join us.
Okay.
Yep. We got the Miami Vice.
Where you come from is gone. Where you thought you were going to, we're never there. And where you are ain't no good unless you can get away from it.
So you say you gotta know why the world goes around, and you can't find the truth in the things you've found, and you're scared shitless cause evil abounds. Come join us. When I heard you were looking for a place to fit in, for a better and people with the same ideas, a family to do and call brethren, come join us.